call this regular session to order, June 8th. Please stand for pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. So approval of agenda. I think we are gonna have an executive session. And we've got several things to talk about. Are we making any decisions?
No, we don't. We only have one thing to talk about.
Okay.
I'm missing that.
We only have public workshops. We don't have any first readings or second readings or potentially any action items.
No, but in the executive session.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the agenda.
No.
No decisions.
How long do you think we're gonna take on this, Mrs. Councilwoman?
15, 20,
no more. Okay.
Let's call it 20.
Let's call it 20. Okay. So do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I make the motion.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye, aye, aye.
Aye. Okay, consent agenda. Do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I move we approve the consent agenda.
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And public comments not related to the agenda.
Welcome, Sam.
Thank you.
And I'm dismayed to find that Sam doesn't know about the pending workshop on the advisory committee. Hasn't that not been scheduled yet?
Not to my knowledge.
That should go. That should be.
Yeah.
You're right.
You're right.
You're right.
Throw it on the list.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Day two.
All right. Any other comments? Oh, there you go. All right. Moving right along. This is going to be the shortest regular session. Second reading, we have nothing. First reading, we have nothing. Potential immediate actions, we have nothing. Other business, we have public workshops. Would you like to talk about that?
I would.
Well,
yes.
Let her rip.
Okay.
Madam Executive Director.
Ms. Ed, I think.
Ms. Ed, we're ready to go for you.
That doesn't sound right.
Great. Well, again, it's just such a thrill to be here, and I've already been meeting with staff members, and we're going to kind of lay out some of the plans that I have for getting oriented, as well as learning how we're all going to work together, and which the public workshops fits in for part of that. So what I've been talking to staff about, and I'll continue to use this language with you, is really kind of a focus on the first 90 days here, and use that as a way to set some benchmarks for ourselves and some ways that we can really focus on accelerating our learning together, mostly learning on my part, but also learning how to work together as a team and to reach out to the community. So to that end, what I've been doing is I set a goal to meet with every staff member of the court within the first 2 weeks. And so we're on track for that. I've already met with the managers, and they're setting up meeting with everyone else. And it's kind of the beauty of a smaller organization like this that I have actually that's possible for me to do. And then I'm continuing to set up external meetings as well. And I think you've probably heard I've been reaching out to the Marin Trades, as well as other community members, other, I've reached out to Philip Morley and David Timmons and things. So Sue's been just great in helping to get everything on the calendar. So really looking both internal to the organization and external to the organization. So internal to the organization as well, I'd like to set up some regular times to meet with each of you individual and have that on an ongoing basis, at least for the short term. And I think I've mentioned this to you each individually, and we can talk about what we want to do with that time. One of the things is I've kind of been interviewing some other people that I've worked with over the years, and particularly the county manager up in San Juan County. I said, okay, what's some of your best advice that you can give me? He said, get to know your commission spend time with them and learn how they think, because you have to be able to really anticipate what they want to get done. So to that end, I'm going to ask you, each you gentlemen, to, and it can be walking around the boatyard, it could be going to, you know, meet with other business owners, etc. So I'll be reaching out to you to that, but then just have some regular time that I can brief you on things and really accelerate our working relationship. So then also made a request to add an additional public, the workshop like we had this morning, and we're already starting to schedule that. I think we've got plenty of subjects to address there, and in particular, I think the breakwater project, we might have to break down into a couple workshops. We might have, you know, we'll focus on of one on, you know, the more technical aspects, on another on the financing, etc. So we get a little bit of time, but by the our next meeting, I'll have some draft topics for you and some draft schedules for you. So I don't think you have to take a formal action to add this to your agenda, but I just wanted to make sure that we have this discussion in public so they can anticipate you know, their attendance as well, and get an idea of what I'm thinking of what my proposal is for using this time. I am also then in this first 90 days really looking to clarify our expectations, both again from you as the commission to staff, and then in turn my expectations of staff, and looking at a couple benchmarks for that. One is the end of this calendar year. What do we really hope to get to by the end of this calendar year? And then what are we looking for in the next calendar year, 2017? And as we roll into the budget process, I really like to have a project or goal-oriented budget, and think that it should be oriented and kind of tell the story of that. So I'll also be doing some assessment. Really right now, what I'm going to do, meet, learn, really accelerate that learning in really the first month, and then put on my kind of assessment hat. How are things working? What are where can we make some kind of quick gain improvements? I will tell you one that I've spotted already, and it's actually TJ brought it to my attention, that we do not have a online reservation system at Point Hudson, and they have to, every reservation they make by phone. I said, you do realize it's 2016. and this is within our capability. So that might be one of our quick pickups, but I'm asking staff to really look at some of those early things that we can do to learn how to work together as a team. So looking out to the 2017 goals, and obviously there are some ones that are lining up right away, really getting a good analysis and a good path forward on the breakwater project, the stormwater project. I will tell you that so far, and I haven't met with everyone yet, I am just really, really impressed and confident that we have an expert staff that are not only skilled, but they're also dedicated. And they have a really pretty ready understanding of what their public service is and how their job relates to that. So that's going to make all of our job a lot easier and to create that alignment. So that's the context of where I'm thinking of these public workshops. And I've spoken with you about them. So I just want to make sure that you know, people that take the time out of their busy days to attend, that they understand that we're going to be increasing the frequency. Sound like a plan?
Mm-hmm. Sound like a great plan.
Yeah, you said that you were working on your calendar. So is that calendar now up that I can see it on my OWA?
I don't. It is up and available through our server on Outlook. And
right.
So you have to go through a process of asking permission to see somebody's calendar.
Yeah.
And then they respond.
This is the electronic permission asking.
Okay.
Right. Which is part of the process she wants to put in place, and we're putting that together slowly but surely. Some people, we've been able to do it like this. Other people, we do the request and the little thinking thing. things that gets in the loop. So we're working on it. That'll be up probably within a week, I think.
Yeah.
We've got IT coming, but we also have a lot of assignments for IT. It's coming soon. So if you want to look at hers, you go to her calendar.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Because I tried to access them, I couldn't find any additional calendars. So.
Yeah, I'll show you.
It is one of the first moves that we're making, and just again, learning how to work together as a team is to make sure that we're using Outlook to its capabilities and make sure we can see each other's calendars, that we're using that to schedule time with each other. And it's not going to work for every staff member that we have, just because all of them don't have computers, but we really don't need them for everyone too. But our managers and things, so we're getting those on online.
Can I add something about the workshops?
Absolutely.
So the second meeting of the month is going to have a workshop prior to the meeting. So we're talking 3 o'clock to 5, is what
yes.
you said.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3 to 5, and we'll take a break and then come back for regular business meeting at 5:30. If that sounds workable.
Mm-hmm. Any of that, Vigo? Did you get that? Well, we're adding an extra workshop, so we'll be doing that at 3. Okay.
Right. Other things is external outreaches as well, and this will be invitation going out, but a reception for my meeting of other community leaders and things, and so we're working on that reception list. We are going to have that out at the Finn River Cidery out at Chimpin Corners, and so plans are underway for that. And I want to give due credit to my friends and colleagues Meredith Wagner and Kate Holmes, who have really taken the lead on organizing that. So,
cool.
As well as Sue has again proven herself invaluable in it. So,
all right.
Great.
Moving along, staff comments. So that's back to you.
One of the things that I am orienting towards is the kind of regular information that you get, and I see that you do get some of everything from, like, you know, what's our capacity, you know, how many reservations you are. I've been asking staff to think about other things that they would consider important for you to just have a regular update on, and I've asked the same of you, the commission, of there's things that you'd like to hear about just on a regular basis, as you know the state of our operations. I really want to kind of take another look at your packet and see if it's meeting your needs, and if the staff would like to add anything to that. So kind of put that in your thinking pot, and let me know if there's any additional information you'd like on a regular basis. And then had very first staff meeting yesterday, and got a report out. I will tell you that going to meet with staff and things, and continue to get my feet underneath me here a little bit. So next meeting, I'll probably have a few more items. But just got the download yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So normally Larry would go around staff.
Okay. Great.
And just like ask if anybody else had
Larry.
Issues. Exactly. Well done.
Very briefly, had a really good community workshop meeting down at Point Hudson on Friday. I'm sure Steve may have some additional comments. The topic was sea level rise, kind of the latest state of science based on the climate adaptation study that was prepared by NFPD, RC&D. Also a discussion basically with facility managers of public entities, city, county, port, PUD, as to kind of what their concerns were going forward, particular vulnerabilities they were exposed to, having the science in mind, and what plans were afoot to try to mitigate or eliminate those vulnerabilities. It was a really good discussion. We also had the former mayor of Olympia presenting kind of what they are contemplating as part of their response strategy. And they obviously have a budget that looks very different to the budgets of most Jefferson County, both general and special purpose governments. But nevertheless, it was a really great opportunity to share information and ideas and to kind of start a wider community conversation as to what an appropriate set of responses looks like in the face of this information. That, and wanted to let you know that we have issued the notice to proceed on the Boatyard stormwater study that went out last Friday. And we are meeting with the Parametrics consulting team next Monday, pretty much an all-day meeting to kind of map out roles, expectations, project schedule, and deliverables. And we'll have more to share with you at the next meeting, but we're really excited about working with these guys and think that they have some great ideas as to how we might begin to bend the numbers in the right direction using some management and operational responses that would be much lower cost to us than infrastructure fixes, all the while knowing that we're very likely going to have to, in the near term, initiate some additional stormwater facility projects to meet our benchmarks and stay in good graces with the Department of Ecology. That's it.
When do you anticipate starting to talk about budget?
I was looking back at that in July. We started last year.
Okay.
I might want to start late June.
Okay.
Right now, I'm trying to wrap up the year end for 2015 because we are late on that because of the executive director.
Yes. There you go.
I just wanted to tell you guys that we have a weekly senior staff meeting, and the one we had yesterday was just really informative and upbeat and positive, and I think everybody that left that meeting felt really good. It was a good meeting.
That's good.
Productive.
So you think we should keep her?
So far, we make it through 48 hours.
Cool. Thanks, Sue. Okay, come on. Let's see. We have public comments. We have more public comments. Hey.
It's got to be agenda related, right? So anything you talk to us to talk about on the agenda?
No.
No, it can be any comment.
Anything. How about AWOS? Any news on the.
Yeah.
I just rode my bike by those water towers the other day.
On the schedule.
On the schedule, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any public comments? Commissioner comments? Steve?
Yeah, this is the time when most of us go to a bunch of extra meetings, and this is the time when we talk about what happened at those mm-hmm. extra meetings. And mm-hmm. so I went to the acronym is often changed, the one that Ari just said, NODC. No, they're right.
RC&D.
No, that's what it used to be. It's now NODC, I think. North Olympic Development
Council.
Yeah. So anyway, I went to the NODC, and that was kind of a yawn because basically what they're doing is they're getting ready to do their SEDS, and I was sitting here just racking my brain to try to remember what SEDS means. I hate acronyms. It's their Community Economic Development Schedule, I think is what it is. Mm-hmm. And basically, they're getting ready to get that. And what that is in shorthand term is what they're going to do so they can give it back to the agency that funds them and say, this is what we're going to do. And say, okay, it's worth money, so we'll give you money this year. So that's what that was. And we're working on that. And then, of course, I went to the meeting that Eric went to. And the thing I took away from it was, I mean, the information was out there. We've all seen it before. It was that it came from the NODC, the study that Cindy Jane and Kate Dean did. And I didn't make it to one of the presentations, but the information is particularly important to us because when you look at the sea level rise and the downward tilt of our peninsula, you'd realize that the breakwater, we want to do the 40-year plan because that's probably all we got. After that, it's going to be underwater. But the thing that came to mind at the meeting was that not only was this a meeting just to disseminate information to the folks, but it was also to let them get aware, that that this is stuff you really need to start thinking about. And also, it got a lot of input. We were given 9 questions, I guess, that we had a group broken down into groups, and we sat around and brainstormed, tried to figure out answers to these questions, and we did. We came up with a lot of information that's going to be put out, and it's going to be tabulated by, probably by Kate. But then it'll be, the solutions that Kate will come up here will be given out in another meeting. It'll be more of a general public type meeting. So, in other words, it's starting the process. I think it was an excellent start. It was a wonderful start to this process. But it's a process, nevertheless, going to undertake and inform the entire citizenry that, you know, this is happening. There's, we can't stop it. So we're going to have to mitigate it somehow. And how are we going to do that?
Right. Miley, you know, I just want to say welcome. Nice to have you here. Nice to see you sitting in the seat. You know, I was just thinking about your comment about working with the 3 commissioners and getting to know what we want. And I was thinking, what we ought to write down 5 or 6 things that are important to each of us individually and get that to you. And
great.
And then, you know, it would give you a chance to say, oh, well, all 3 of them like this, and this is an interesting idea, this is an interesting idea. Mm-hmm. So I would just propose that to the 2 of you, that maybe we each come up with 5 things and just throw them at her to punch.
I think I could come up with more than 5.
I was thinking you probably could. Keep it to 3 pages, how's that?
No, I just,
however many you want.
Well, I do have one thing. It's just, I want to say that I'm really glad to see that you're getting a handle on your schedules right away, both you and Eric, especially, and, well, Abigail too, and so, but whereas in the past, I think that, you know, some people walking in and hanging out for an hour and a half or 2 hours, and it's kind of disruptive, and so I'm glad to see that you're getting a handle on that right away.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just, doesn't have to be here, but I can help you with the online reservation system. I have some ideas on that.
Excellent, yeah. And I will make the point that was actually, TJ brought that up to my attention. He's just a great asset down from Hudson, and said, why can we do this? I said, absolutely you can. And so,
Let me make a quick comment on that. It would also be helpful if someday there could be some sort of an intercommunication correlation between the haulout office and the mortgage office, especially for these commercial boats that are getting launched and they got to sit someplace for a week to dial in their new generator or whatever the case may be.
I've already heard of that issue. And okay. So, yes. And as well as, again, you know, I think we, one of the things that all need to be mindful of is that I can tend to be a person that likes to jump into a whole lot at first, of just really kind of to be reasonable and set reasonable expectations of what we can get done. We can't really do everything at the same time. But what I'm seeing already is we just need to modernize some of our systems, you know. And I looked at how they're scheduling the bulk haul outs, and if the trailer burned down, we'd be in trouble. and so just to get some of those computerized, there's a lot of data that we can mine, we can use for marketing purposes later. We can, you know, then analyze and look for patterns and things. But it may not be the first thing that we get done in the first 3 months, but just overall seeing a need to modernize some of the systems and have capability of doing that. Absolutely, I think it just that's a great thing about having a change of leadership. Now you just kind of get to sit back and assess and go, okay, how do we realign things? And I will say, from my first blush of having been here a few days overlapping with Larry, you know, I'm not in any way saying this is going to be this wholesale makeover. That's not where the organization is at. It's really more of an alignment and a clarification of goals and you know, fine tuning our tools.
Sure. Caroline, did you have anything you wanted to add?
I didn't.
Thank you.
All right, so with that, we're going to adjourn into executive session. And for two items of business, and it should be 20 minutes with no decision.
Mm-hmm.